Hey, we got a special guest back this week with us from Cram's General Store in Big Bay. Joe Cram, how are you doing?
Good. Good.
I appreciate you taking a minute to talk to us post-tournament. Been getting a lot of people asking me how things went this past weekend. So overall, you know, you had kind of a brutal day on Saturday for weather, but Sunday was a heck of a lot nicer. So how'd things shape up overall?
Actually, I think we had more fishermen on Saturday. Sunday, yeah. It was a nice day on Sunday. It was good. It was good. The fishing was good. Really happy to report that. Perch, caught a lot of perch. Walleye were off a little bit. There's some nice walleyes came in, but I don't think they caught a lot of walleye.
Yeah.
We had a 6-pound walleye that took first place in the walleye category. 6¾-pound, I believe it was.
Mm.
And a real nice pike. Pike was 14 pounds. And a 14-inch perch, which was a pound and a half. So we had some nice fish this year, real nice fish.
Well, I was glad to hear that the fishing didn't turn off with the cold, bitter weather, because we've had fairly mild weather this whole winter, and especially perch fishing reports were really good coming out of Big Bay. So it's good to hear that things actually continued on. Were there more fishermen this year than last year?
I think it was just about even. I haven't really sat down yet. We didn't have a meeting yet, you know. And we put all this together with the Snowmobile Club. And I couldn't tell you exactly the number on the button, but we're pretty close to being what we were last year on the button sales and everything.
Okay. Well, so there was good...
I wish I had done this before I talked to you on the radio here. I didn't know we were going to do this.
Yeah,
and I could have had better, more information for you.
Well, that's on me. I just kind of surprised you, you know. I appreciate you taking a minute to talk to us here, but so I wanted to ask you a couple of things in general. It's good to hear that the participation was still, you know, you felt like it was good then. The fishing was good this year compared to last year. You know, last year it was not that good.
And, no, last 2-3 years it wasn't good. I mean, I was kind of apprehensive about asking anybody to come fishing.
Yeah, right.
You know,
I understand.
It was pretty bad. But fishing's good this year.
So a couple other questions. Number one, how did the team, the Horton Award, go?
That went well. We had 31 teams.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of becoming a pretty good, it's a lot of fun. People are, you know, hey, I need this walleye or I need a perch. And, you know, and there's a lot of phone calls going on back and forth because they're fishing in different spots for them, you know. And they have a little competition with that. That's fun. And that worked out really well. The money for that was donated by the Dump Night guys, Big Bay here.
Wow.
That was a cool thing. We go to the dump on Tuesdays, and then we put a little money in for the $350, so everybody donates a little money for that. So that was a nice pledge, you know, for the Horton Award.
Neat. And we got more to talk about with Joe Cram from Cram's General Store about the Big Bay Ice Fishing Derby results, including the whole youth category, the prizes, the participation levels, and a very special donation by Crooked Arrow Taxidermy for one of the winners in the youth categories. So stay tuned for more details in part 2 coming up later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.